In this bulletin, New South Wales records 633 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 3 additional deaths. The Taliban says Afghanistan will not be a haven for foreign fighters. And in sport, a cycling victory for Fabio Jacobson. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales has recorded 633 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with the majority of the infections in southwest and western Sydney. A woman in her late 60s who was unvaccinated has died, and 2 males in their late 70s have also perished. One of the men was unvaccinated, while the other had had a first dose. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the overwhelming majority of the cases are in southwest and western Sydney.
Out of the 633 cases, 550 are still from southwestern and western Sydney. So the vast, vast majority of cases are in younger people in those areas of concern. And that is where our focus needs to remain, although given the high viral load, it could mean that there could be an outbreak anywhere if anyone from those communities moves to work in another community.
Marylands, Guildford, Auburn, Greenacre, Yagoona, St Mary's and Strathfield have been named as suburbs of particular concern. 23 of the new cases were detected in western New South Wales. From today, people aged 16 to 39 living in 12 hotspot regions in Greater Sydney can book a Pfizer appointment, with priority access being given from tomorrow. Victoria has recorded 24 new local cases from more than 39,000 tests. 20 have been linked to known outbreaks, 18 were in isolation for their entire infectious period, and 6 were in the community while infectious. There are 4 mystery cases without a known source of infection. Qantas has announced it will require its frontline staff to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by November. Qantas says a staff survey showed overwhelming support for the move. Cabin crew, pilots and airport workers will need to be fully vaccinated by mid-November, and the remainder of employees by the end of March next year. The Taliban has sought to reassure the world that Afghanistan will not be used as a base for foreign fighters to spread terrorism. Taliban officials have held their first official news conference in Kabul since the seizure of the city, declaring that they seek peaceful relations with other countries and would respect the rights of women within the framework of Islamic law. A spokesman says the Taliban would not seek retribution against former soldiers and members of the Western-backed government. He also says the movement is granting an amnesty for former Afghan government soldiers, as well as contractors and translators who worked for international forces.
Mr. Mujahid says that we are assuring the safety of all those who have worked with the United States and allied forces, whether as interpreters or any other field that they have worked with them.
The mission to rescue Australians from Afghanistan is underway, with flight tracking websites suggesting an Australian military plane has left Afghan airspace. Australian passport holders were instructed to prepare for a rescue flight from Kabul last night. Sources on the ground have confirmed to SBS that the instruction was provided verbally and via email yesterday Australian time. The United States is leading the rescue operations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the US is keen to assist Australia.
We do take some responsibility for our allies and partners in Afghanistan, and we'll be eager to work with Australia to help get out Australian citizens and other individuals who the Australians would like to see get out.
To cycling, and about a year ago, Fabio Jacobson was on a hospital bed fighting for his life in an induced coma after an horrific crash at the Tour of Poland. Today, he's a stage winner at a Grand Tour race, taking the lead in the final stretch of the closing sprint to win the 4th stage of the Vuelta a España.
Happy with the win. It was a hard-fought battle. A lot of time and effort has gone into this by many people. I'd like to thank all of them, from the medical staff in Poland all the way to the team here. Everybody put his heart into this, and I'm super happy that I could take the win today. It's I think the end of the comeback. I'm now here and ready to win more.
Well, now the weather for today. Perth, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Cloudy for Melbourne, 16. Similar forecast for Hobart, 14 degrees. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 15. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 20. Much the same for Sydney, 19. Also partly cloudy in Newcastle, 20 degrees. Possible shower for Brisbane, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, more humid and mostly sunny, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.